SF Police Cut Radical DA Out of Investigations of Officer-Involved Shootings. By Joel B. Polak on February 3, 2022. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott wrote to Radical District Attorney Chase Bodine on Wednesday to inform him that the police force was terminating an agreement that would allow the DA to investigate officer-involved shootings after evidence emerged that the DA's office withheld exculpatory evidence. As Breitbart News reported on Saturday, the office of the San Francisco District Attorney has been accused of withholding potentially exculpatory evidence in a case against a police officer charged with using excessive force, as a whistleblower told a court she feared being fired if she included it. Officer Terrence Stengel is on trial for beating a black man, Dakari Spires, with his baton after responding to a 911 call reporting a domestic violence incident at Fisherman's Wharf, a popular tourist destination. Radical left-wing DA Chase Bodine filed charges in December 2020, implying that the officer was racist. This case is an example of an officer unnecessarily escalating a situation and then violently beating a black man whom he had no legal basis to even arrest. Megan Hayashi, an investigator for the DA's office, testified Thursday that she had signed an affidavit to show probable cause for the prosecution, though she excluded evidence from a witness who saw the alleged victim assaulting his girlfriend. The claim that Bodine, and his predecessor, withheld evidence is being taken seriously enough by police that Chief William Scott sent an email to officers throughout the department, saying the claim was of serious concern to him. Scott has now terminated the agreement with Bodine's office, the San Francisco Chronicle reported, giving 15 days' notice and allowing Bodine to schedule a meeting to discuss the matter within 5 days. Bodine's office reacted angrily, as did San Francisco Police Commissioner John Hamasaki. A spokesperson for Bodine said that Chief Scott was only terminating the agreement because one of his officers was facing trial, as anticipated by the deal, and Commissioner Hamasaki accused Scott of tampering with the jury by creating the public impression that the DA's prosecution had been improper. The Chronicle added, Bodine's office is currently prosecuting 6 officers in 5 separate use-of-force cases. The cases underscore what was a key tenet of the Progressive Prosecutors Campaign, holding officers accountable for wrongdoing. Bodine currently faces a recall election in June, after being elected in 2019 on promises of criminal justice reform, including a pledge to stop prosecuting quality-of-life crimes like public urination. He has publicly opposed Mayor London Breed's effort to crack down on crime and drugs in the Tenderloin District. He is the son of a member of the terrorist Weather Underground Group, who was imprisoned for his role in a bank heist in which 2 police officers and a security guard were murdered. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.